Now, I want to read from the book of Mark today. And if you have your Bible, I want you to go straight to the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21 to 36. And I was trying to give the title for this message, but I just came up with the believe in the promise of God. But it's going to feel like I'm talking more about faith, but I want you to know that I'm talking about to believe in the promise of God. But the scripture today I'm going to read from is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 35 to 36. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Hovering, overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid, just believe. Do not be afraid, just believe." Now I want to go back, if you can go to the same book of Mark, chapter 11, and we're going to read it from verse 22 to 25. Mark chapter 11, from verse 22 to 25. I'm going to give a few seconds. Mark chapter 11, from verse 22 to 25. Jesus say, "Have faith in God." Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes what they say will happen." Believe what they say. Believe what they say. I'm emphasizing on the word say will happen. It will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe it, that you have received it, and it will be yours when you stand praying. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin." I want you to just underline the word say. The word say, that if you say will happen, if we, whatever you ask in prayer and you believe, you shall receive it, it will be yours. The word you didn't say, if you say, it will happen. I'm sure we've all been in a position like this, a leader of synagogue, Jairus. He found himself in a helpless situation, afraid, and didn't know what to do. And sometimes we all feel that way. That we feel that God is so far from us, and our thoughts are not so important. They're not concerning God, and they're not important to God. Sometimes we feel discouraged. Sometimes we feel like God is not with us. And especially in this situation, these leaders of synagogue, he thought for himself, "Now what? If my daughter, she's already dead, what's the point of me bothering bothering a teacher?" We've been to that position. You prayed and you asked God, and you don't hear anything from him. And I want to just to assure you one of the few things about the Father we serve. Hallelujah. God cares for us. No matter how much I just wanted to remind you that truth in your life. That God cares for us. God knows our needs. He already knows exactly what we need in our life at this point. God will also take care of us. Now, we live in a time where you have to choose whether to build your life either based on faith or in fear. As we face each day, every new day should have got its own trouble. I think in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 is talking about each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, as you and me, as a believer of Christ Jesus, we need to build our life in faith. In other words, faith means relying on God. Relying on God. That you choose, because since the pandemic, I don't know about you, but we all have some issues. Sometimes fear kicks in and worry kicks in. Now, as a believer, we hear so many things around us. We go news telling us one thing. We hear a friend tell one thing. So as a believer now, I want to just remind you. I know you read your Bible. I know you spend time praying. But it's so much important this time that we need to have faith, means we need to rely on God and to trust Him alone. And we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So in order for us to see things happening in our life, first of all, we have to have faith in God. And God has given us the way how we can obtain faith from Him. He says in His Word, in Romans chapter 10, verse 7, He says this, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Let me try to emphasize that, how important to have faith in our life. It's like you decided today you want to go to another planet. That's without faith, it is impossible to please God. In other words, it's just think about this. That if you're planning today, I'm going to leave to another planet. Let's say you decide to go to leave Mercury or Jupiter or Venus. It is impossible for you to get there. And the Bible said it is impossible to please God without faith. Okay? Now God said to us, in order for us, faith comes by hearing and hearing His Word. By listening to His Word. And in order to hear the Word of God, it means we have to read the Word of God. Now, since the pandemic, the government has been telling us what to do. As human beings, we are very quick to forget. Now, in the beginning, I remember the beginning of the pandemic, the government say, they have this slogan say, stay home, stay safe, save life, and save the NHS. And they keep repeating over and over again that stay home, okay, save life, and save the NHS. Why is it so important? It's because the more we're hearing the Word of God, it means that's the way we're going to the Word of God is going to be produced fruit in our life. Faith is made up of belief and trust. Faith is made up with belief and trust. Many believe God, but they do not trust themselves to His keeping and His care. Most of us, we believe in God. We go to church, read the Word of God. But we find ourselves constantly worried. And if you find yourself in constant worry, it's because, not because that, there's something wrong with this, because maybe there's a lack of faith in us. And if we have lack of faith in our life, God is not to be blamed about it. Because God has already given us how we can obtain faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And the only way for us to defeat that fear and to live by faith is for us carry on every single day of our life is by reading His Word and to meditate upon His Word. That's how it's so important. It is so critical things for everyone, for every believer must have faith. Government said to all of us today, it says, washing our hand is still remain the very critical to stop the spread of coronavirus. So me washing my hand today, if I decide not to wash my hand, literally I'm exposing other people for contacting the virus. If government reminding us how important for us to wash our hand to stop the spread of coronavirus, how is so important for us a believer that in order for us to overcome, to have peace and joy and healing and power and healing and victory of everything in our life, it is so important that it's so critical for a Christian right now to have faith in his life. And without it, it is impossible to please God. The only way God moves in our life is when we apply His Word, and His Word will come to life if we read it and if we apply. Now, I want to give you an example where you'll find Jesus, how He responded to the enemy. You and me, we're under attack, either we like it or not. If we go to church every Sunday, if we pray every single day, we're always under attack. The enemy, his job is come to kill and to destroy. And that is the main purpose of the devil. The devil does not like you to see you that you have a full joy over your life. The devil does not like to see you. You have peace over your life. The devil does not like to see you. You are healthy. The devil does not like to see you that your house is well organized. He will do anything to come to your house and to destroy you. To destroy your marriage, to destroy your children, to take away your peace and your joy, to destroy your finances. He will do anything. But most believers will think, you know what, I'm just wake up early in the morning, go daily do my activities. But you have no idea. You're under spiritual attack every moment, every second of your life. The enemy is after you. You're in the spiritual warfare. We hear so many news right now on the television. We have to be very careful what we listen to. Now they're giving us a figure. Sometimes I even ask myself, I ask God, why are they keeping us give figure of dead people? I know it is important maybe to remind us we need to be aware there's a coronavirus, but how important me? And the more I know the figures and the numbers, how many people they have died, what happens to me is that I've become more worried, more afraid. Because I'm thinking, oh, this coronavirus is still going on. Is it helping? Is it helpful for me? If it's not, then I decided not to listen to the news because I know the more I listen to that, it's building up. I start believing that. I'm open the channel because, you know, when you believe in something, it's a door. You are receiving the information. And before you know it, they will start producing fruit. And what kind of fruit will going to come out of it? You don't know. Maybe fear will start come up in your life. The reason the most people right now, we know that the mental health problem is risen up because of what? Well, what we hear every single day on our television. And what do you believe? Do you believe the news, or do you believe your friend, or do you believe it to your professor? Or are you going to choose to build your life based on faith, on belief, on God? Now, I wanted to show you one thing, how our Savior, our Lord, our King Jesus, how He responded to the devil. How He responded to him when he was assaulted by Satan. How Jesus responded to him. I want you to read to the book of Matthew chapter 4. I'm not going to read all of it. Matthew chapter 4. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 4. Okay. Verse 1. And this is the devil trying to tempt Jesus. Say, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. So he tempted, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Now listen. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, did you see that? From every word comes from the mouth of God. What is the mouth of God? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but from every word comes from the mouth of God. What is the word of the mouth of God? It's this book right here. This is the mouth of God. When Jesus spoke the word, he said, to the enemy, he used the word of God. The mouth of God is his word. And when Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, he didn't want you to do anything. He said, when you put the word of mine, of life, this is how you defeat the enemy. So the devil knows the word himself because he tempted Jesus using the word of God. And if you carry on reading that scripture to the verse 36, I think 43 or 11, you'll find that Jesus, how he responded to him using the scripture. And the enemy knows. Now, most of us believers, we caught the scripture. But the thing is, we fail believer that we don't really see, or we don't even think that that is the word. When enemy attacks you, when you are responding to him, you're not responding to your own words, but you're responding to the word of God himself. When Jesus said to his disciple, you can move this mountain, but when you're saying it, if you do not doubt it in your heart, he was talking about, if we are using my word, how many times we don't apply the word of God when we face challenges in life today? We don't. Because the enemy, he knows how to get us. I want to tell you one thing is that Jesus, first of all, you need to know the word of God. Believe it and apply the word of God. Do you know, at this point, the government again, at the beginning of coronavirus pandemic, during this period of 3 months, they encourage us to stay home. They encourage you to say, stay home and save life and save the NHS. But now they've come up with something else. They say, go out there, enjoy summer, and go out, have a haircut, and all kind of that. And I said to myself, I'm a grown-up man. I need to go and have a haircut. But they know, as a human being, we are very quick to forget. We know that once we've been told something, it will take us a time, eventually a long time, to go back to normality. And we know that it's going to take a time to come back to normality. This is what the Word of God says. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. It is a principle that we have to apply. The government is applying it right now to all of us. That in order for you, we need to go out there and spend your money. They remind you through the radio, through the television, say, go out there. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy summer. And that's how exactly we're going to defeat the enemy. And this is how exactly also you're going to defeat the enemy. And this is how exactly you need to speak to the devil and tell him how we're going to win this battle of fear to take over the control of our life. Jesus said he defended himself with the weapon he has was God's word and the promise of God. Hallelujah. The promise of God. It's there for us. Hallelujah. God is good. And if God is good, God is for me and he's not against me. But how many of us will believe that statement if I say to you? It is so easy to know, if I say to myself, God is good and God is for me and he's not against me, it's so easy to, most of us, we don't believe that statement. Because we don't say often enough. So even because you have to remember that every moment when you say God is for you and is not against you, there's another voice that's going to speak back to you. And that voice, the enemy will going to whisper back to you, no, God is not for you. God is against you. And that's, look at you, you're lonely. Look at you, things are not happening in your life. Look at you, look, you don't have a job today, you're struggling and there's nothing is happening to you. It's just you. And I wanted to remind you that one thing. That is the lie of the enemy. We know that God is all powerful. God is all knowing. He knows everything. This coronavirus never came to him by surprise. He knew about it. He knew about it from the beginning. It's going to happen. He knows exactly what is going to happen. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Then if he's Alpha and the Omega, then this thing never surprised our Father in heaven. He can be in one place at the same time, all over the place. So if God is for me, who can be against me? How, if you listen to the negative thought around your life, then it is impossible to you to believe that word. And every time when you're attempting yourself to start believing the word of God, I guarantee you, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how many times you pray, you will still have an enemy is going to whisper back to you, because his job is to come to kill and to destroy. And he will never give in upon you. And that's why God said to all of us that I will never leave you as an orphan, because he knows that we cannot fight the devil ourselves. We need a helper, and his name is the Holy Spirit. He's our guidance, and his job is to help you and is to help me to overcome this fear that we got happening in our daily life. I hope this is encouragement to somebody this morning. Jesus say in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, he say, I can do all things through Christ who give me the strength. And I've said that so many times. Even in my boys' bedroom, we've put this scripture. They can do all things through Christ who gave them strength. I want them to understand it from the very young age that when you have Christ, when you believe, you can do all things. But can you imagine that if we believe that every single day when we wake up in the morning and we know that I can do all things through Christ who gave me the strength? Because one thing you have to remember, that every moment when you wake up, you have to remember that whatever you feed yourself, that is going to manifest in your life. If you open the thing that bring doubts in your life, and that's what is going to be manifested in your life. God is for us; He's not against us, and He loves you. And God's plan and His promise are larger than people. Hallelujah. God is so faithful into His plan and to His promise, even when human complicated the process. I want to tell you one thing. Everyone has a belief system. Every one of us, you have a belief system. Even if you have never expressed or articulated it, but you have a belief system. You have it. You have it. But I want to ask you this question this morning. Who do you believe now? Who do you believe? Do you believe your friends? They say to you, you'll never become no one. Or do you believe to your professor because he's the one who knows everything and he's a lecturer in your university. He knows everything. Or do you believe the news? I want to encourage you to believe to the promise of God. The one who created the universe. The one, you know, this morning I was encouraging myself because I had to stand on the promise of God for me to come to preach this morning. Because I was feeling like I'm not ready and I was giving God all kind of excuses. Say, God, I feel tired. I wish I don't want to go to church and preach this morning. But I gave encouragement myself this morning. And I said to myself, I know you're with me, God. And you'll go with me. So as I'm standing here, I also declare the promise of God in my life. And the Bible says, just believe it. And when you believe it, it will happen. Now I'm standing here knowing that God is with me. The Holy Spirit is with me and is communicated through me. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you one thing this morning. If you're going through some challenge, I want you to encourage you to believe on the promise of God. And the promise of God are there. Stand on the scripture. Find the words that produce whatever you've been looking for. Whatever you want to hear from the Lord this morning. I believe for sure that God, every situation that we're going through today, there is a word that God has given to us. If you find a word in His word and spend time and repeating it and speaking to it. Because as you're speaking the word, it is the mouth of God that's communicating. And it's not you. You are responding to the enemy, to the word of God. And that's how we're going to defeat the devil. I want you to find the promise of God this morning. And as you find the promise of God, I want you, first of all, you need to know the promise of God. That's the number one thing. First of all, go in your book and read the Bible and find those promises of God. Find them. And as you find them, the second thing I want you to do, trust the promise of God. It's so important to trust God. To know that if God, listen, the Bible says that before your mother conceived you, I already knew you. And I created you in the secret place. So you're telling me at one stage of my life, before I came to this temple, to this body, I was in a secret place. And God said to me that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. In other words, God was there in the presence. He was there in the presence. He created me and He said, I've got a plan and purpose and I'm sending you out there. Now, you're not just surprised when you come on this earth. You maybe have troubles and trials you're facing today, but I want you to encourage you one thing. The only way how to respond to the tragedy of life is by meditating on the promise of God. And I believe the promise of God are there to help us to overcome the tragedy of life. And I want to encourage another thing is the third one. I said the first one, find the promise of God. Second, trust the promise of God. And the third one, allow the promise of God to be part of your life. Allow the promise of God to be part of your life. And that's how we're going to see breakthrough. We're going to see the victorious life that we wanted. God says He came to give us life, and life to the abundantly. Not just on earth, not on heaven, but also on here on earth. He said, I have come to give you life and life to the fullest. God wants you to enjoy life. God is not against. God, He loves you so much. He cares for you. Let me tell you one thing. He say, while you are still yet sinner, Christ died for us on the cross. And this is a reminder for me, no matter how many sins I've committed, but if I go to the God of grace who loves me so much and who cares for me so much, I know He will forgive me. I know He's got a good purpose and His plan for my life. All I have to do is to allow those promises to be part of my life. And I know that the enemy has been defeated every time when I apply His word. God is so faithful. And I want to encourage you this morning. He's so faithful. I know there's a coronavirus. But what is happening, they say to us, we'll never come back to normality. And until we get vaccination, that's okay. But the Bible says this word as well. Have I not given... The poor, the poor to be rich in faith. It's time for us to apply the word of God. I know we live in a country where we're throwing with milk and honey, and sometimes our faith can be compromised because of what is happening around us, because we can go to the hospital, we get good treatment and everything. Now, I want to finish with this. I'm not saying that we need to be wise what the testimony I'm about to share with you. And it's just a testimony for you. I'm original from Tanzania. And during the corona pandemic, Tanzania is not a very wealthy country. We're just in the middle. Most people live under maybe £1 a day. It's a very poor country. And the hospital there, there's no hospital. We do have the best hospitals, but the population of the country is over maybe 50 to 55 million people there. And the government, they were trying to, how are they going to handle the coronavirus? Eventually, the president of the country, he decided to call the whole nation for 3 days of prayer. Because he went before God and he said, "Lord, we have nothing else. The only thing we have here today, we don't have a best quality equipment that the rest of the Eastern world have it, Western countries. We have doctors, but not enough doctors like the developed countries. We acknowledge, Lord, that this virus, if it's going to come to our country, we are going to disappear. We have no control over it. And most people, the only income comes when they go out and work in labor, hard job. That's how they get their income. They don't go to the farm and to the farm. They don't get their income. Only a few people got employed. So this president, God bless him, he say, "We're going to go to the 3 days of prayer as a nation." It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a Christian, you're a pagan, or you're Muslim. The whole country for 3 days, they pray. They pray and they fasted for 3 days. I tell you one thing. The response of God is so amazing. God loves when we humble ourselves. Since in the beginning of the book of Genesis, when the children of Israel, when they encountered the mighty enemy, what they did, they said to God, "We cannot fight this enemy, the Philistine." What they did, they went back and they said, "God, help us." And this is how God responded. The coronavirus is such a big thing to all of us. But how you respond to it is up to you. The whole country got into a prayer and people pray. And after 3 days, they finished prayer. After a week, the same president came up and he gave thanks to the Lord. He said, "We thank you, Lord, because you heal our land." And I tell you one thing, it's so amazing. The cases of people who passed away with coronavirus in Tanzania, to compare to this country, I'm not saying that I'm boasting, or maybe they probably will say, "Nah, you don't have an accurate figure." But I know for sure there's a few people. Because if you want to compare the numbers, at the moment we don't hear any more death out there. Because we all have family and friends. If we know this coronavirus, then we know the coronavirus is still there. But it's not there. And I know we all say to us that it is how God responded to us. Every time we exhort Him, He take over and take control of the situation. Now, if you think that you can control yourself, you can take over with every situation, then God say, "You deal with it." I want to encourage you this time. Give everything to God. Hallelujah. He's all powerful, all knowing. And I know that if we continue to trust in Him, if we continue to meditate upon His word, if we continue to declaring the promise of God over our life, I know we will defeat the enemy in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your word is alive and it comes to change our life, oh Father. I pray for every man and every woman and every person that's watching us online this morning. I pray this word will change and transform their life, Father. That they will never be the same, because you are amazing, Father. And you are so faithful to keep your promise in our life, Almighty God. I pray, I call healing over their life right now, Father. I pray, I call over freedom from any kind of bondage I experience right now in the name of Jesus this morning, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that as your word goes out there, Father, it's going to start to transform and change people's life. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray and I believe that it's done. God bless you.